This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Should have let probably the music play a little bit more, but I'm just so excited about this one. All right, so we got the 15 safest vehicles that you can drive coming up this next year. Apparently, the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety has stiffened requirements, and we have 15 cars and SUVs that have earned the highest of honors. Apparently, the IIHS decided to require better headlights, more solid performance on a new crash test in order to receive their, quote, top safety pick plus designation. However, only 12 cars and only 3 sport utility vehicles did receive the award, so not a lot. Another 47 vehicles did earn a top safety pick honors, but top safety pick plus was the most prestigious, and only 15 cars and SUVs got that combined. Both lists will, though, continue to grow as more vehicles are being evaluated. We don't have all the vehicles evaluated yet. IIHS said it has not yet reviewed all models and may not test every variation, but will update the rankings throughout 2018. According to IIHS President Adrian Lund, automakers have really come to grips with the fact that safety is an important component of consumer choice, and they are working hard to meet the criteria. They want to be known as leaders of safety. True that? So, how are we doing, by the way, in the year 2017? How are we doing in terms of auto safety? Well, apparently car crash deaths spiked in the U.S. for a second consecutive year from 2016. I don't have the 2017 numbers because we're still there. And still, more people are dying on American roads. Apparently, we have hit a 9-year high. 37,461 people in 2016, up 5.6%, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. So, why is that? And I'm going to give you guys a list of cars, but, okay, we have all these cars with all this safety, these safety measures, but accidents are coming up more and more. Well, because people want to be entertained while they drive. And they get little dings on their phone. I try to keep all alarms off on my phone because every time there's that little ding that I get a message, I need to look at the message. No, I don't. I need to look at the road. So I hide my phone in my purse, or if it's hooked up to YouTube or the Bluetooth or whatever so I can listen to music, I'll do that. But I do not read my phone because, I'm driving on the highway. But I got to tell you, it takes a lot of willpower to do that. And I think there's a lot of people with less willpower than me reading their phones. Hey, also, a lot of people may be drinking or smoking dope or, eating in the car, yelling at the kids. And, there's a lot of things that we're still doing that's not good. But you also see why there's going to be a very big push for automated cars or self-driving cars. If we people are too stupid to manage the roads without killing 37,000 people a year on the roads, and you would think that's kind of a low number considering all the driving. I mean, that means we're still doing a good job driving, but we shouldn't have thousands, tens of thousands of deaths. We shouldn't. Okay, that means we are really, really messing up. And I'm expecting the number in 2017 to be higher. I can say how many times I've heard of, hit and runs and, people being killed in my area by automobiles. So, there is going to be a big push to get the human factor out of the car. Now, I don't know if I like that. What I predict is going to happen is we're going to be going to self-driving cars, kind of like Total Recall, right? the old Total Recall. I don't know if they did that in the new Total Recall. So we're going to have these self-driving cars. Maybe some robot will sit in the front of it. We may have some control. We may not. They may not want us to have control. And there will be some fatalities. But what they're going to do is they're going to show that the number of fatalities with these self-driving cars is still less than when humans operated the cars themselves. And then what's going to happen is they're going to extrapolate that data. They're going to take it to the FAA and tell the FAA, now let's have self-driving airplanes. And eventually, we're going to be on this network. This is my prediction. We're going to be on this major network that is going to monitor and control all the self-driving and the self-flying and the self-rowing and self-sailing, all right, sort of transportation vehicles. And then there's going to be some big, mean Dr. Evil that's going to take control of everything, and then we're all going to die. So I do not want it to continue to go in this fashion, but it will. Now, let's look at the top safety awards. Okay, so on small cars, currently getting the top safety pick plus, small cars, the Kia Forte sedan, the Kia Soul, the Subaru Impreza, and the Subaru WRX. In midsize, it was the Subaru Legacy, the Subaru Outback, and the Toyota Camry. Toyota Camry's been doing well for a while. The large luxury cars, the BMW 5 Series, the Genesis G80, the Genesis G90 getting good ratings, the Lincoln Continental, the Mercedes-Benz E-Class, sedan only. Then in terms of midsize SUVs, they have the Hyundai Santa Fe and the Hyundai Santa Fe Sport. And then midsize luxury SUVs, the Mercedes-Benz GLC. I liked having an SUV. I didn't like the gas mileage. I didn't like spending that kind of money. Now, getting a top safety pick, so you're still pretty much, it sounds like, okay with these, because they still got top safety picks. For small car, the Chevy Volt, the Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid, the Hyundai Elantra, Hyundai Elantra GT, Mazda 3, Subaru Crosstech, Toyota Corolla, Toyota Prius, and the Toyota Prius Prime. The Priuses have been doing pretty well from a safety standpoint. Midsize, we're looking at the Honda Accord, Hyundai Sonata, Kia Optima, Nissan Altima, Nissan Maxima. In the midsize luxury cars, the Alfa Romeo Giulia, did I pronounce that right? The Audi A3, Audi A4, BMW 3 Series Sedan, Lexus ES, Lexus IS. I have a Lexus, I think. I don't know if I have the ES, though. Volvo S60 and the Volvo V60. Volvos always do well. Large cars, Kia Kinenza and the Toyota Avalon. Small SUVs, the Honda CR-V, Honda Tucson, Kia Sportage, Mazdas. There's a lot of them. Large pickup was the Honda Ridgeline. And minivan, Chrysler Pacifica, and Honda Odyssey. All right, pretty safety cars. Don't go away, we'll be right back. Birth control may increase your risk of breast cancer. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. CalBend.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So birth control pills have been linked to a small increase in the risk of breast cancer. This isn't the first time we've heard about this. The birth control pills of today, the modern ones, right? Even those lower in estrogen modestly raise the risk of breast cancer if you use them long-term, according to a Danish study. Researchers discovered a similar breast cancer link with even the progesterone-only IUD, and they could not rule out a risk for other hormonal contraceptives like patches and implants. Yeah, I use an IUD. How do you guys know that? How did you know that? Oh, because I talk about it all the time, yeah. Yeah, I know. Well, you know, I want there to be charging stations, right? Because I think my IUD is starting to deflate a little bit. And I just feel like we need to recharge it up, you know, zing it, you know, so it works. My honey and I are going to be celebrating our 21st wedding anniversary soon. Lord have mercy. I better make sure that sucker works, because I can still get pregnant, you know. I'm not that old. I can still get pregnant. Not that it's old if you can't get pregnant, but, you know, everybody thinks I'm in my 70s and 80s, and I'm not. I'm a lot younger than that. Just sound older. Because I'm so wise, that's why. They say the overall increased risk was small, amounting to one extra case of breast cancer among 77,000 women using contraceptives per year. So it's small, but there's still risk. Experts warn women should balance the study's findings against the benefits of the pill, which also includes lower risk of other cancers. So one thing the birth control pill lowers your risk of is ovarian cancer, because you're ovulating less. Very cool. The IUD doesn't have that same protective effect as birth control do with estrogen. So according to Dr. Joanne Manson, chief of preventative medicine at Harvard Brigham and Women's Hospital, says hormonal contraception should still be perceived as a safe and effective option for family plannings. Manson suggested women in their 40s should consider using non-hormonal IUDs, getting their tubes tied, or talking with their partners about a vasectomy. Studies of older birth control pills have shown a net cancer benefit because there's lower risk of colon cancer, uterine cancer, and endometrial cancer, and ovarian cancer, despite this little baby breast cancer risk. So they thought that maybe the lower dose contraceptives, the reason why this is the first time studied is they've looked at birth control pills, but what's different now about this study is we have lower estrogen birth control pills. So they wanted to see if that would then not lower the breast cancer risk, and it looks like it didn't. There was still a risk. They say current and recent use of hormonal contraceptives was associated with a 20% increased risk of breast cancer. Risk increased with longer use from a 9% increase in risk with less than a year of contraceptive use with a 38% increase. Okay, do you guys get any of that? I don't either. So when they did the math, the longer you use the birth control pills, the higher the risk. And the researchers looked at health records of 1.8 million women aged 15 to 49 in Denmark. So they wanted to know if the old-fashioned pills were healthier than the, or less healthy than the newer pills. They didn't know anything about the IUD. So the fact that the IUD had an increased risk, that is an issue. So researchers did account for education, childbirth, family history, breast cancer, etc. They say 140 million women use some type of hormonal contraception, including about 16 million in the United States. All right. Now, I just got a chat from Timothy saying, why aren't there male hospitals? What's he talking about? Women's hospital. I get it. There's Harvard. Okay. All right. I get it. They talked about, where is that? This was Harvard Brigham's and Women's Hospital. Why don't they have hospital for just men? They used to. There were hospitals that were all men. I mean, they used to. I remember when I was in training, the VA hospitals. You didn't really have a lot of females that were old enough or sick enough. We would probably maybe have one female patient, at the most per week. In an all-male hospital, not that it was designed to be all-male. That's very interesting. In this day and age, would we be able to get away with a men's hospital? Do you have a men's hospital and you have a female's hospital? You know, I need to think about this for a second. All right? We're not really progressing when it comes to us getting along. We're starting to divide more. Men and women are probably now the most divided they've ever been. Men feel there's a war on men, and in actuality, there is, all right? Women still feel they're underpaid, underappreciated, harassed, assaulted, and the right. So we have both sides now kind of pitted against each other. I think right now has been probably one of the worst times in our modern progressive history of male and female relationships and interactions. It is now, there is so much lack of trust. Nobody wants to say anything among anybody else. Nobody wants to give a woman CPR, it looks like, because they're afraid that they're going to be accused of assault. All right? Women are, you know, are tired of being, you know, assaulted and coerced and all the BS that women have had to deal with now for centuries. They're finally able to buck it. And so there's, you know, everybody's right, everybody's wrong sort of thing. Anybody, though, who did actually assault or abuse or rape, they need to be completely, like, you know, they need a butt whooping. They need a rusk. They need a, you know, that's I side with 100% in terms of, you know, we need to stop this. We need to control this. We need to, you know, break free from those, from, you know, that coercion that women have always had to deal with. But on the other end, you know, you can't have a male scholarship. You can't have a male hospital, but you can have a female scholarship. You can have a female hospital. And so if women want equality, and then, you know, maybe we need to take a few steps back and then separate the sexes. We have a male hospital. We have a female hospital. We have, both of them have the same amount of staff, same amount of money going into it, same amount of everything. If there's this fear that the females are going to be treated less than the men, or this fear that the men are going to now be treated less than the females, then what? Then I foresee this movement towards, all right, fine. You'll see the barracks are the same. Everything's the same. Well, it can't be the same because women are different. Women need this. Women need that. You know, I don't know where this is going. You know, I see it all the time with the gyms. We're going to be seeing this in January. Women sign on for free. Okay, women get to sign at the gym for free. Why don't men get to? Isn't that discrimination? Why does a woman get to sign on for free? It's like if they put a sign up saying, all right, minorities, get a discount. Isn't that racist? Isn't that, you know, and then, you know, who's a minority? Are women a minority? Are white men a minority? Are Jews a minority? Are Hispanics a minority? Are Cubans? I mean, you know, we may slowly start to see, as we're becoming more and more divided, in order to show that we're doing things equally and to not look like we're discriminating, we may divide ourselves up even more. You see what I mean? Like, for example, women and men on the front line together. Women and men, you know, women want to be on the front line with men, and some women do, and I get why. You know, they deserve to be. They don't, you know, why should they be clerics? Why can't they fight, you know, and protect their country like a man could? However, on the flip side, you can't, you know, crucify men for looking at the woman if, you know, their eyes accidentally wander and look at her breasts. Well, he made me feel uncomfortable. Well, then maybe we need to separate the women and the men in the Army. That's what they've been doing for years. So, I don't think there's an easy answer, and I'm really watching this revolution as it happens. You know, I am so excited that we are now able to be more free about talking about our abuse and our assault, and, you know, we feel less scared, and, you know, we're, you know, finally these people that, you know, did this to us for years and worse to people, you know, are getting their dues. But then on the other hand, you know, every man in America right now is scared to death that somebody could accuse them of anything. And we're going to assume, we're going to believe the accuser first, even if they're innocent. And so men are going to want to be separated from women, and understandably so that they don't get accused, or so that anything accidental doesn't happen. And then women, if we don't want to be assaulted and we don't want to be in that scenario, then, and, you know, guys are trying to get out of that scenario, do we let men separate from us? 1-877-DOC-DELLY. We'll be right back.
Okay. commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so a lot of us are having trouble sleeping, and I guess there's an article on the 11 foods that have been backed by science, according to Daily Mail, that is going to help you sleep better. Apparently, close to 40% of us suffer from poor sleep. And in a piece that was written for Healthista, there's a nutritionist, I believe his name is Dr. Rick Hay, He lectures on weight management at the College of Naturopathic Medicine in London, explains what we should eat to help get some good sleep. Now, people have been using food and herbs and, you know, hot milk and chamomile tea to help sleep for years. And, you know, I'm tired of people always needing prescriptions like Ambien and, you know, Valium and Xanax. And we're using prescriptions to help us sleep when we really should be, you know, going to more natural substances because we want to get off the medications if we can. So first he recommends green, black, and white tea. They say certain amino acids found in foods can help with sleep by nourishing the nervous system. They say one of those closely studied is the L-theanine. It's dubbed the, quote, relaxation amino acid. I don't know if you guys know this. And this L-theanine is what is found in green tea, black tea, white, and matcha green teas. L-theanine is an amino acid that is found to enhance sleep and reduce anxiety, and this has been published in a study in Asia-Pacific Journal of Nutrition. They looked at the brain activity back in 2008 of healthy adults after they consumed L-theanine, and they found it to increase alpha brainwave activity, and alpha brainwaves promote relaxation. They say 400 milligrams of L-theanine taken as a supplement helped boys with ADHD sleep. Then there was another study in December 2011 where they gave 98 boys aged 8 to 12 this 400 milligrams of L-theanine for 6 weeks, and their ADHD symptoms in that disturb sleep reduced. So, more sleep, better awake times, pretty cool stuff. All right, now chamomile we've known for a while. The health benefits of chamomile tea have been shown to be pretty wide-ranging. There's anti-inflammatory properties. They say chamomile helps wound healing. They claim chamomile is anti-diabetes. I don't know much about chamomile and diabetes. I'm sorry. I don't know much about that. But I don't know much about chamomile and the cold, etc., cardiovascular health. But apparently it has a flavonoid called apigenin. And this apigenin has anti-anxiety properties. And what it does is it binds to receptors of the brain that increase levels of GABA. Now, GABA is a neurotransmitter that has a calming and sedative effect. So this is a study where 10 cardiac patients fell into a deep sleep for 90 minutes after drinking chamomile tea. And it has been shown in another study on sleep-disturbed rats to have hypnotic effects. And chamomile has been also found that if they make it as an essential oil, you could inhale it. And again, I don't want to recommend that because I don't know what else you're inhaling. But they found that inhaling chamomile increased blood levels of ACTH in overactive rats. And ACTH is a substance that stimulates levels of the stress hormone cortisol. So if we decrease your cortisol, the stress hormone, we decrease weight and we can increase relaxation. Very, very cool. Cinnamon. Now, cinnamon, they say, calms blood sugar levels. They say they are looking at cinnamon right now in terms of type 2 diabetes. But from insomnia, if your sugar is spiking and you have sugar issues, or if your sugar drops, then your glucagon has to kick in and then your norepinephrine kicks in. Having a little bit of cinnamon, they say, and a little oatmeal or whatever before you go to bed, with maybe some chamomile tea, may make sleep and then waking up the next day easier. Also, I believe cinnamon was in the news. Hold on a second. Let me find this. Cinnamon was, I believe, in the news when it came to metabolism. Hold on a second. Let me pull that up. I wanted to talk to you guys about that earlier this week, especially since I want to lose some more weight. So hold on a second. Oh, my. All right. So hold on a second. I got to look up cinnamon. See, look at this. I don't know where the Dr. Dahlia news team is. I have no idea where they are. I guess they're asleep. So hold on a second. There was some breaking news on cinnamon I have to bring up. There we go. Cinnamon can help protect against obesity because it will help increase metabolism. Apparently, scientists from the University of Michigan found cinnamaldehyde improves metabolic health by acting directly on fat cells, causing them to start burning energy through a process called thermogenesis. Their findings were published in a December issue of the journal Metabolism. Previous research found that cinnamaldehyde, it's an essential oil that provides a flavor to cinnamon, seemed to protect mice against obesity and high blood sugar. But scientists didn't know why. And cinnamon is so common in the food industry, that why don't we introduce it more into our foods? I mean, we've had it in our foods. I love sopapillas. I love churros. Apparently, I don't lose weight having a churro. And with 36.5% considered obese, about a third of the U.S., considering cinnamon in our diet may be pretty cool. Apparently, they have records that date back from ancient Egypt of them using cinnamon. It came from the inner bark of the true cinnamon tree. The outer bark is shaved off of selected tree branches, and the inner bark, which is the cinnamon layer, is also removed. As it dries, it curls up into these quills that are cut into sticks or crushed into powder. And then we use cinnamon in a whole bunch of different foods. So if it does lower blood glucose, lower blood pressure, lowers cholesterol, they also found in previous studies it has some antimicrobial and antiparasitic activities. They think it can also act as an antioxidant, free radical, according to fooddive.com. So something to think about. But cinnamon may also help you sleep. Now, let's go back to the sleep. Ginger. Ginger calms the stomach, as we all know. They have a chemical ingredient called gingerol that helps with stomach contractions. So if you have a relaxed GI system, that'll help you sleep. One randomized controlled study published in Complementary Therapies and Medicine looked at ginger, looked at the time it took for insomniacs to fall asleep, and they found that it reduced the time. They also found in 2010 a study where it might bind to the brain's serotonin receptor, having a calming effect. And serotonin is the brain's feel-good neurotransmitter. So ginger, take it gingerly, but that may work. Okay, licorice, which we can't stand to eat. Wasn't licorice linked to something really bad the other day? Were we talking about this back in around Halloween? I forget. Black licorice, I remember, is like, I don't like licorice. I remember there was something that came up with licorice. But anyway, we still have used licorice for a variety of naturopathic remedies. They've used it for depression, they use it for anxiety, they've used it for adrenal gland boosting, and adrenal glands are responsible for the release of stress hormones. So they feel that, you know, licorice could help with your energy, but they also found that it could help bind to GABA receptors, which could stimulate the alpha waves and then help you sleep. Passion fruit. Passion fruit has a compound called harmon. That's hypnotic, sedative, helps with insomnia and anxiety. Lusuma. Lusuma is a South American subtropical fruit, has a bunch of nutrients, also is used like a natural sweetener, kind of has like a little maple-y, powdery taste, or a maple kind of component to it, has a low glycemic index, then it balances sugar before bed, and they found it may actually topically help wound healing. Then there's something called baobab. Baobab is a rich source of vitamin C, potassium, B complexes that has also been found to help with the circadian rhythm. Lemon, lime, and blood orange. Lemon, lime, and blood orange, rich in vitamin C, immune boosters, help the adrenal glands, help calm down anxiety, insomnia, and if you have low vitamin C, that can hurt sleep as well. Now, I still don't know what this baobab is, all right, but apparently baobab is kind of, I think it's a fruit. I don't know. I'm looking at it. It looks like a turkey leg. I don't know. Guys, look up baobab and figure it out. So anyway, guys, hope that helps. Chamomile tea, ginger, cinnamon. Looks good to me. You don't want to overdo anything. I mean, I'm looking at this, and why not just make one huge big pot of tea with ginger and cinnamon and baobab and all sorts of stuff. But again, you still got to be careful because you don't want to mix it with your medicines if it can interact. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some great, great news. Looks like job growth signals a very robust economy Labor Department released its official hiring and unemployment figures for November this morning, providing the latest snapshot of the American's economy, and damn, it's looking good. 228,000 jobs were added last month. Before everybody, though, does the happy dance, keep in mind, this is seasonal hiring. So if we're getting ready for Christmas shopping and holiday shopping, and so it's a, this is the time of year where we would, right? You know, we would increase job growth. We need a lot of seasonal hires. However, they say these are some of the best numbers in the last 17 years in terms of unemployment. 228,000 jobs were created last month. Wall Street economists had expected an increase of about 200,000, according to Bloomberg. So we blew that away by another 28,000 jobs. They say the unemployment rate was 4.1%, unchanged for October, when it was the lowest since 2000. So the unemployment rate down to 4.1%, even though it's down overall, not that it dropped within the last month, but still, lowest since the year 2000. Average earnings rose by 5 cents an hour, are up to 2.5% over the past year. So they say the American job market is the strongest it has been in a decade, and arguably the strongest since the year 2000. They say the United States has now added jobs for 86 consecutive months. A downward blip in September was later revised to show a small gain, and the unemployment rate is lower than it ever got during the last boom. I guess it ended during the housing, when the housing bubble burst. They say wage growth, which has been kind of an issue, is even showing signs of picking up. So Tom Gimbel, chief executive of LaSalle Network, a staffing firm in Chicago, says it's a really, really strong economy. Companies really want to take advantage of the economy, so they want to hire and get while the getting is good. Now, the White House statement on the jobs data pointed to both accomplishment and anticipation. Congressional Republicans were on the verge of passing a $1.5 trillion tax cut plan that Trump would sign into law this month. They say declaring that President Trump's bold economic vision continues to pay off. With tax reform moving quickly through Congress, confidence in the strength of our economy remains high, and families around the country are reaping the benefits. They say economists expect the bill to provide at least a modest lift to the economy. Some aren't really sure it's a good idea. They say unemployment so low and the economy healthy, a tax cut could lead to the economy overheating, pushing up inflation, forcing policymakers to raise interest rates. I don't know. I'm not an economist. They say it's a very poorly timed fiscal stimulus. Kind of raises the risk of a boom-bust cycle. So, the job growth, they said, okay? They said since 2014, the American economy has added close to 3 million jobs. Hiring remains steady. Employers are on track to add another 2 million jobs in 2017 alone. Very solid pace. Hurricanes, unfortunately, led to a brief slowdown, but then the hiring quickly bounced back. So I've been asked that. Why are we doing a tax cut? Why are we doing any sort of tax cut bill if the economy is improving? Let sleeping dogs lie. Why would we, mess anything up if things are moving smoothly? And again, I'm not an economist, and I know that's not what the show is about, but I'd like to give my opinion, and I'm going to give my opinion, is because we are going to be prime. We are going to unfortunately be very, very vulnerable for another dip, another huge recession. If somebody comes into office and makes stupid moves and causes stupid mandates and stupid taxes on employers, or starts going after big business to the degree that they decide to not hire anymore, that we need to make sure we have some safety nets in place. Now, again, will this tax bill provide enough of those safety nets? Will repealing the individual mandate or the employer mandate, give us long-term protection? I don't know. Still doesn't sound like we have any repeal of any mandate included in any of these bills or legislation, but what's happening right now is very temporary. Whether you like the Trump administration or not, I think we can all agree that this is very, very temporary. Okay, we're having a lot of employment right now because there's, people are realizing they're going to make up for what they've lost during the recession. But we don't have all the robots in place yet. We don't have all the automation. People are still liking going to stores. So stores are staying open, or they're using their stores as a showcase. so that you then go online and then buy hopefully from their product and not from another. So we haven't had the commercial real estate bust that I'm expecting to happen soon. As soon as companies say, to heck with this, there's no reason for us to pay all this overhead, I could just sell online. And we are expecting there to be a housing glut. A bunch of companies are building houses right now. I don't think that's the smartest idea. All right, they want to get in, make some money, and then they want to leave. But I think we're going to be having too many houses. I'm concerned about that because baby boomers are moving out of their homes. Hey, baby boomers are not, going to keep their homes once they start to age out, and we're not seeing the millennials jump in to buy these homes. So I am concerned about a housing glut, a commercial real estate glut, and automation displacing us workers. However, us controlling immigration has, I think, given us some sort of a little boost, okay? Because now Americans aren't in competition with non-citizens and or illegal immigrants taking jobs. Again, you know, how many of those were there? I mean, do we actually have numbers as evidence? Yeah, we have some evidence, but we aren't publicizing any of that. There's no one's really documenting it or saying, oh, look, you know, 50,000 illegal immigrants didn't come to the country and take jobs away from because nobody's going to admit that they have an illegal immigrant working for them. So, we're not going to get all the data we need. Okay, and of course, you know, a lot of the data is going to be politicized, but this is very, very strong. I think many of us have noticed an improvement in the economy, but also a lot of people have noticed some slowness. There's a lot of competition. I mean, it looks like there's lawyers everywhere. It looks like there's marijuana stores everywhere. There's people now on the internet. You decide to open up a store. There's already 200 different stores competing with you online. And so there is going to be a survival of the fittest, as we're seeing with Amazon, as Walmart is trying to position itself in the market. So we're going to be seeing a lot of repositioning for the top spots. You're always going to be in competition with Amazon. So if you do have a new startup company, are you prepared to compete with Amazon? Now, what a lot of people are doing is they're selling their products online to these big companies, or they're, you know, letting themselves be absorbed. And so you have a lot of people making short-term money. But in terms of having a long-term, you know, type of company in sales that can compete out there, you might not be able to. So I'm a little pessimistic about what the future is going to be. I'm optimistic that some of Trump's policies could help from an economy standpoint, and I think some things have to be done now in case a new administration comes in and does stupid, you know, in terms of like another Affordable Care Act bill that affects the economy in the worst sense. So, it's a very, very interesting time. What we should take out of this, okay, and this is what I tell patients, this is what I'm telling you guys, I tell students, when you could save, you save. When you could downsize, you downsize. I mean, look at that movie, Downsizing. They did that on purpose because now that everybody is downsizing, you know, moving to a smaller house, you know, not needing so many cars, now that people are downsizing, they have a movie now that will always be at the top of somebody's head. Oh, yeah, there's that downsizing movie. I don't know if it's going to go viral, that movie, or not. I don't know what the ratings are with that. But, you know, we need to be very, very cautious, and we need to expect another, you know, what happened, you know, this last, you know, what happened over the last 8, 9, 10 years, it will very easily happen again. And so prepare now. Sorry, guys, I don't want to be pessimistic, but I worry about you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't worry, radio will always be free. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK.
Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The antidote to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.